Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
She just wants to be beautiful, she goes. Unnoticed, she knows no limits. She craves attention, she praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deep within the eyes, can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry to the face it made, but there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are, and you don't have to change a thing. The world could change in part. No scars, you're beautiful. With stars, we're beautiful. Girls eat nothing, she says. Beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect. She don't understand, she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Keeping the focus on community. That's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is really all about. Yes, we definitely like to keep you looking your best and being well. Educated on all aspects of the hair and beauty industry. I'd like to say, I think we take it to an all new level with our commitment to community. I think it's something that we're leading, truly leading the way, especially as it pertains to broadcasting on the internet. Just not forgetting what community really represents. So, this show means a lot to a lot of folks because of that. And so community is not just a one direction thing. It really involves everyone. And, we believe in that right here. That's where we started all of this. That's what we do. We look in the mirror first. So, I'm Kerry Hines, and thank you so much for helping to support each other. And again, connecting right here in our very own community.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution.
be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? Not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right. My special guest co-host today is Siobhan Dazia, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So good morning, Siobhan, and it's great to have you with us. Yes.
Oh, good morning, Kerry, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to be talking quite a bit throughout this time today, so we're going to check in with you a little bit later, all about what's happening at Roots Rock Salon over in West Orange, New Jersey. But first, this is the Hey Radio Morning Show's annual Year in Review for 2022. And so just want to say welcome to everybody. I think we've made it so far this incredible year. So just really, really a great time. Yes. Okay, so first, we're looking at some of the biggest topics, some of the best guests, some of the most interesting talk, and so much more today. And really, what was the most memorable event of 2022? And, of course, we're going to start with our resolutions. Were they on point? How about you? And so, Siobhan, how about you? Did you make resolutions at the beginning of 2022, and did you keep them?
You know, this was a strange year. After going through everything, like just seeing so much of all this going on in the world,
right.
The only thing, I didn't really have a resolution, just pretty much to be kind to folks, touch bases with folks. And just survive, basically, honestly, because, you know, you're just trying to keep yourself healthy and just moving forward. That's it, you know, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
How about
okay.
you?
thank you for asking. I set out and created a whole bunch of resolutions. We even had one of our colleagues, Mary Reed Johnson, from Hair Head Heart. She and I, we did a whole segment on choosing resolutions, how they started, and all of that. So my resolutions are on tape.
Oh, wow. All right. So you're held to the fire on that one. We got to know what they were and how did you do.
You got it. So my resolutions are, you know, sadly, I don't think I hit any of them. They were well abandoned. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, you know, I've got to look back when I really think about 2022 and how many broadcasts we've done, okay, how many episodes. And this is not counting our late night Carrie I's New Year's Eve radio party nighttime countdown that we did. That was a special that we did way back at the end of last year, you know, to usher in the new year. And so
I remember. And the folks have to look out because soon it's going to be an actual event where they'll be able to buy tickets and come out.
Well, one day we'll definitely get there. Now, when I think about it, oh my gosh, I remember our first 3-hour live episode for 2022 was back on Tuesday, January 4th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Tuesday, January 4th. It was our show number 649, and at that time, we were also celebrating our 7th anniversary of our 3-hour live broadcast of the Hair Radio Show that we first launched back on Monday, January 5th of 2015. So we're talking just on what we did this year, though, just to look at it. We produced 125 episodes this year alone.
Wow. Yeah.
125 3-hour episodes. So Siobhan Dazia, that pushes us to over 375 hours that we added to our radio talk this year.
That's a lot of hours, let me tell you. Yeah, that takes a lot of hard work and dedication.
Exactly. So let me ask you, what were we talking about? So here, this is what we're going to remind everybody about. We really chatted up a storm in 2022. Those 375 hours plus, we have just really gone in, as the young folks say. So we've been busy. I've also been working diligently on launching the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network for the venerable Upscale Magazine, christening UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, which now produces over 8,000 hours of content annually. And we'll talk more on our amazing connection with the folks at Upscale Magazine a little bit later. So, Siobhan, this year, when I started, I didn't have a co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show for 2022, and it really wasn't until much later in the year that we added our new Queen of the Mornings. You know Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. I didn't have to look far. You guys know she was already on board with us working through the Vet Talk radio show headed up by Michael Hopkins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just adding Nicole Marie really gave us an opportunity to offer a great balance to the broadcast. So we're excited to have her. You guys know I'm in Brooklyn, New York, in the Northeast. And as I said, Nicole Marie is down in Water Valley, Mississippi. So we're going to be talking more about her a little bit later as well on today's special segment. It's really been great to have the North, the South, and everybody tuning in to the broadcast. We welcome everybody. As I said, we're live from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. Really, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're live. We ask Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you kind of go to that UpscaleMagazineRadio.com just to stay abreast of what's happening. And we're real happy about that. Now, before I leave the conversation on that, Nicole Marie, you go ahead. Yeah. You have something you want to jump in?
I think it's amazing because, you know, what we all have to keep in mind, even as we go through this review, what this really is here radio, is pretty much, you know how the local salons and barbershops, there was always the talk of what's going on in the community, on in the world. This is exactly what Hair Radio is. As we advance in technology and everything else, what's happening is that talk, that chair talk, that barbershop talk has made its way onto the net, and Hair Radio has provided a platform so it can be heard throughout the world.
I agree, and thank you for that.
Outstanding.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. It's been about 27 years and counting of the Hair Radio show itself, and then this new morning edition, a la, you know, Steve Harvey or Tom Joyner or any of those classic fellas who did the morning radio, we created this version in 2015. So we're really adding up the shows. And like I said, we've done over 125 this year alone. So that is incredible. And each show is 3 hours. So live. Good. So that's incredible. It's unmatchable.
And with the fantastic co-hosts, you have Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. So it's really great.
Yeah, they are great. Yeah, they really are. Thank you for that. And speaking of Michael Hopkins, you guys know he is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. He does his own show within a show, which airs each week right here. So we are super excited, and we're going to talk a little bit more as well about Michael Hopkins a little bit later. These are great colleagues in the industry. And my current company, my current guest co-host this morning, is the incredible Siobhan Dazia out of West Orange, New Jersey. So, Siobhan, let's kind of take a moment. And this is kind of where you fit in as well. And you guys out there will know what I mean in just a moment. But Siobhan, I want to talk about Roots Rock Salon. I want to talk about the challenges of being a hairstylist in today's world because, you know, it's a little different than when I kind of started this show almost 3 decades ago. So, yes. In your experience, yes, being a stylist, being someone who's a proprietor, being somebody who's been a speaker and a motivator out there in this industry, what do you want to say? Has it changed the role of the stylist?
Throughout the years, I think it's changed a lot, you know, honestly, a great deal. And the reason being is, you know, it's not like before where, you know, you were a hairstylist and just tailoring into your client's needs. Now you have to be a photographer. You have to be an editor. You have to be a marketer. You have to, you know, you have to put your product together.
A sales specialist.
A sales specialist.
Media expert. A technology innovator.
You have to do everything. And, you know, unfortunately, the truth is a lot of people have strengths and a lot of people have weaknesses. So when you know you're not good at something, that's when, you know, you're lucky enough to tap into the professional media marketing companies that do such things where they can assist you.
Like hair radio, exactly.
You know, it's funny because you don't have time. You're sitting down, you're constantly purchasing new products, trying to see how they work, what they do, which hair textures does it work on. And while all this is going on, the price on things are skyrocketing. You're trying to find ways on not really passing too much of the price increases on these products onto the client without drowning yourself out, you know.
Exactly.
It's definitely, you're becoming a magician in a sense. I don't know how,
I think you hit it on the head. So I'm going to tell you guys, it's great to have you with us, Siobhan Desir, and your perspective is always on point. So I'm going to take a moment. We also want to thank our incredible advertisers for including our, that's also including our legacy brand folks like FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, and to so many who have really supported our broadcast, as we mentioned, over 125 shows in this year. So really, really great stuff. And it's really been awesome. And I have to say, Siobhan Desir, and to all of our advertising folks who've just been incredible, including Roots Rock Salon. We haven't forgotten you there. With so many others, you know, we just appreciate you. So, okay. So it's also important to acknowledge our incredible partnerships with so many in the hair and beauty industry, as well as the entertainment industry and the business sector. So this helps us to bring the very latest of what's happening around the world. I thank the folks at bobsa.org. Just wanted to say that, Siobhan Desir. Did you have something you want to jump in with?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Bobsa, I was just going to tap on that, you know. Yeah. Very good for all your hair needs and, you know, things of that nature. So everyone should check out that site as well. Bobsa, you can find information on it at the Hair Radio website.
Exactly. And just to remind folks, Bobsa.org, it really stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. And the Black beauty culture, well, also, I should say, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. Let me see if I can get that right. The Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, which is Bobsa.org, and Sam, the great folks out there who are doing amazing work out of California. Also wanted to take a moment to acknowledge another organization, Siobhan Desir. This is the Black Beauty Cultural Association, and they're up in Nova Scotia, Canada. So really nice. We're real happy about them as well. And our other partners, like folks out in Ghana, which is West Africa, Nigeria, as well as South Africa, and literally across the continent of Africa. We appreciate your efforts, and we thank you for being part of this whole operation. You guys have really put us on the map internationally. So I just wanted to say that to all of our international family of listeners, we thank you. And speaking of partnerships, Siobhan Desir, I have to remember I got a wonderful guest co-host today joining us. It's Siobhan Desir out of West Orange, New Jersey with Roots Rock Salon. Speaking of partnerships, I have to bring attention to this. It's Upscale Magazine. We alluded to it at the top of this segment today. We have been able to connect with this incredible brand. They've been out there for well over 30 years. And they've been really on the newsstand and still are, which is one of not too many remaining, you know, black family brands in terms of magazine publications that are doing that. They're also digital, and so they're out there in that way. And so you, Siobhan, you had an opportunity to have your company represented on the pages. So I just wanted to bring, and it's a beautiful advertisement, one of the best design advertisements ever. So can you tell us what that was like to have to open up, you know, Upscale Magazine, literally the pages, the printed pages, and see your design that represents your company?
You know, it's an awesome feeling, and I would say to all hairstylists, barbers, nail techs, anyone in the beauty industry, or if you're in any industry and you have a product out there, I think it's worth it to have an ad featured in that, what do you call it, magazine, or, you know,
yes.
It's just a feeling that you get inside when you're working on something, I mean, really working on something and trying to see it through, and you're not too sure, you know, should I invest here, should I market there, but it's something about when you actually get that copy in your hand and you open it up and you see your business, your company on the pages in the magazine, which is forever. It's just a good feeling that you get seeing it. And it lasts forever. You know, it's a milestone that you actually hit. So it's a good feeling, you know, and I recommend everyone, if you can, you know, even if you take time to, you know, save up a little bit to try to do it, do it. And just stand behind your brand and keep pushing it. Absolutely.
Exactly. And what really reminds me, you were in one of the recent issues, and then to have the folks at Hair Radio, a lot of folks don't know this about me or about the company, and that is that we do full-on digital graphics design. And what that means is that, sure, if you need business cards and flyers and things like that, of course we can handle that. But we do something on a larger scale, very specialized, needed type of work when it comes to graphics. So if you, we've had clients who needed billboard signs, and these are huge signs that are outside.
And I recommend everyone take a look.
Yeah.
Like if you get a moment, take a look, open up, because this particular ad was designed by yours truly, Mr. Kerry Hines of HairRadio.com.
Thank you. Well,
yeah,
thank
absolutely,
you.
And it's worth for them to take a look. Yeah,
I do. I love the Roots Rock Salon ad because it was something that is very clear, and I'll put it up. It's already there on our social media and throughout our wonderful, you know, display items in addition to the Upscale Magazine itself. But yeah, these were things that we do. But again, folks may not realize, like I said, we do a lot of these wonderful things for the magazine as well as clients and folks who need digital graphics done. I remember even some, you know, creating some of the banners that they need when they go to events, and they need to have those retractable pull-up banners done, and that's what we've been able to do. So we've done a lot for not just Upscale Magazine, but for other clients and designs and making advertisements. And we have our own as well being represented out there and so much. So listen, if you need digital graphics, come to us. And the reason this is really huge, and I'm so glad, because you are in the shop salon. You're in the shop, Siobhan, at the salon.
Yes, I am.
But right? So you know how important having beautiful graphics displayed when your clients are sitting in the chair and, you know, needing to get inspiration sometimes in terms of what they have done to their hair. So I'm super excited that we can help with that. So really good stuff. So, okay, well, listen, we're going to continue to keep folks abreast of our wonderful hair radio graphics. Contact our office anytime if you're interested. Now, I do want to turn to, we've got to talk about this. This year has been just, it's been somewhat of a turning point. We've had so many folks that we have loved in the way of just knowing that they're out there somewhere. We may have never met them, but we knew, we followed them on television or radio or the newspapers or what have you, or magazines.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And their work, their legacies will always be with us. But we lost them this year. And one of the ones that comes to mind is the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II. Just an incredible person who had really done so much, and just to have worked all the way up to the last moment of life, literally. And just to be stand up talking and heading up, you know, heads of state and all of that. And then she was gone. So I just want to take a moment to acknowledge these incredible folks along that line. Was that not something?
Yes.
Can you imagine working up till about the point of 96 or 97 behind the chair?
Yeah, that's a long way. That is a long way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Quite a bit. And I remember they had the meme floating around with the hairstylist working behind the chair, and she was a real elderly lady, about 100 years old. And they had already said, would you want to be behind the chair at 100 years old?
Oh, wow, yeah.
And you should have seen those responses. So I
yeah.
said, wow. Yeah, they
yeah,
let
I
you
think,
have
you know, honestly, you know, when you have a love for something, absolutely, I could see myself doing it. Maybe not as many people, probably one person, but
yeah.
I can definitely see myself doing it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, some of those responses were that, you know, that she could real for, they said she could probably press your head like nobody's business.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She's sitting up doing that after 100 years, and she probably only knew one style left to do. But,
wow,
you know, if that's your passion and it fuels you, go for it. That's
yeah, well, that's
I think.
The best way. You master that one thing, and that's it. Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need. Well, listen, we also lost a major rap artist that, you know, who really probably we didn't realize at the time how much. I mean, we loved his music. We're, of course, talking about Coolio. And just the person that he was, just such a down-to-earth, cool person who had huge record, number one, on pop charts. And that doesn't happen all that much for rap music. You guys remember his hit record in the movie Dangerous Minds that starred
Oh,
Michelle
yes,
Thompson
I love
that
movie.
That. Yeah, really
yeah.
great stuff. And speaking of singers, we also lost Ms. Ronnie Spector from, you know, who was out there with the Ronettes and Be My Little Baby. That was her big hit record. And Joyce Sims, who had a big career, and I think she was British. Really great music. She has a couple
oh,
of hit
so
records
wow.
out there. Yeah, it was really sad. I just loved her songs. Just, you know, I believe it was All in All. And
oh, that
she's
was
had
a song.
Couple,
yeah.
She had a couple great songs out there.
Maybe we can hear it on the air. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do some, you know, the thing about Hair Radio Morning Show is that it allows us to do music tributes. And we do this all year long. That's why I'm not putting them on this second, because we already do an incredible amount of music tributes with all of these folks' talent, as well as others. And mm-hmm. so some of the other folks that we lost, musician Lamont Dozier as well, actors, and other some of the other folks out there in the industry, some actors, we lost the big Star Trek lady, Nichelle Nichols, who we just loved and adored, actress
oh,
Mary
Alice.
Oh, I used
to love that shortcut. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved all these folks. The guy from Magnum P.I., Roger Mosley, back in the original version in the 80s. And then, of course, Bookman from Good Times TV show, Johnny Brown, was, you know, just everybody knew him. And Andre Leon Talley, who was a big fashion czar for Vogue magazine. And, of course, who could ever forget the incredible Sidney Poitier. So not just we won't ever forget these folks, and we're going to continue, as I said, to do some music tributes that will always keep their memories alive.
And also the Honorable Dr. Willie Morrow.
We cannot forget Dr. Willie Morrow. He was the quintessential hair industry what can I say? He did a whole bunch of work out in California in the San Diego area, was a newspaper publisher and did so much work that the U.S. government had him to train a lot of the military folks in terms of barbering and things like that. And so we just love him, and he has an incredible legacy that's being continued by his wonderful family, including the wonderful friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Michelle Morrow, and we're going to have her back here with us soon. You know, his legacy will continue on. I've interviewed Dr. Morrow quite a while ago, but yes, he was on our show, and as I said, Cheryl's been with us many, many times, and just really nice things. I think they even mentioned me in their newsletter way back when, so I think I remember that. So thank you. Yes, lots of tributes out there. And to all the folks who may have transitioned, who are in the hair and beauty industry and have made such an impact in our community, we appreciate you, and your legacy will continue.
Absolutely.
Yes. So now, I have to say, Siobhan DeSeer is our guest co-host. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest co-host this morning, we're so happy to have her. You guys know she's out of West Orange, New Jersey, and has a wonderful salon there, Roots Rock Salon. So Siobhan DeSeer, Siobhan is our special guest. So, Siobhan, tell us. So, you know, at the salon, is it that it's, you know, would you say, because I don't think it's a challenge for you. You're so talented with the hair care there. But for regular salon stylists out there, is it a challenge to stay abreast on so much that's happening in the industry so quickly?
I think it has changed a lot. It's no longer as challenging as it once was because of technology. We're able to, you know, like if I have a question about something, I can log right into the association there, the Hair Radio Association, and find a stylist who might be advanced into that and ask questions, you know.
That's
so
true.
It's no longer as challenging as it once was. It's just a matter of knowing where to find the information you're looking for.
So the resources, and that is critical. Yes. And we have been able to provide that. Thank you for pointing that out at Hair Radio and hairradio.com. I also want to say, now, when it comes to the news stories, and I know a lot of folks out there you know, in this year, it's no different, but every so often there's a kind of like a huge news story that kind of intersects with what we're talking about at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And the first half of this year was defined, I should say, by a new word to the general public. But for us in the hair world, we've been saying this word for years. And, of course, that word is alopecia. So alopecia has become front and center. You guys know the Hair Radio Morning Show. We were way ahead of our time. And like everyone else, we settled in one Sunday night thinking it was just going to be a typical Academy Awards presentation on television. It was the very first time that it was hosted by three accomplished comedic women in 2022, and two of those women were of color. And it was the first time ever that the broadcast itself was produced by an African-American gentleman. Most times, folks, you guys out there remember that Oscars in recent years have been trending as Oscar So White. That was the hashtag that was out there. You can Google it, folks. We're not, you know, telling you anything that wasn't you know, true or not known. So I have to say, you know, so the focus shifted that night from the recognition of the award-winning blockbusters. We're talking about big movies, to a slap that was heard around the world. We're talking about actor and rapper Will Smith, who was seated in the audience with wife Jada Pinkett Smith. He went on stage after comedian Chris Rock told a joke about his wife. And he said she could have been cast in the next G.I. Jane movie. Now, you got to be of a certain age even to know what Chris Rock is even talking about, because the G.I. Jane movie was probably a good 25, 30 years old, maybe more. So Will Smith went on stage and slapped the goodness out of Chris Rock. And so at this time, we were talking about way back when this happened, probably the early first quarter of the year. Up to this moment, Chris Rock has not gone on camera to share his complete sentiment about the topic and what's happened. I think Will Smith has a couple of different places. Siobhan DeSeer from West Orange Roots Rock Salon, what do you have to say? Because I don't think we ever got your sentiment on this topic on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But how do you feel about this whole thing?
You know, honestly, I think everything is for a reason. Now, what reason it is, I have no clue. So I don't have, I guess for me, I'm not, I don't want to say judgmental, but, you know, there's a reason for everything. Sometimes we don't know what it is, but, you know, I send prayers for both, all involved in that whole situation.
Yes. Well, here's the deal. I think that reason, I think you have a point. The reason I believe is that the word alopecia, which is really what we were kind of driving at there, the alopecia word entered the vernacular of everybody. And there was a time that every time we mentioned the word alopecia on the Hair Radio Morning Show, as we so often do, you know, that's what we're all about, hair and beauty in the morning. But, yeah, we always had to follow up, well, alopecia, it's the medical term for the word hair, the words hair loss. So we've always had to say that. But once that big slap was seen and heard around the world, well, everybody knows what the word alopecia means, and I always joke that, yes,
that's true.
Yes, and I think that has just been great, if anything positive could have come out of such a negative happening, so to speak. And for me, it is what, you know, it inspired me to create TAF, which is the Traction Alopecia Foundation. We'll get into that in a bit, but that was the big slap. And so we covered this story backwards, forwards, and sideways. and on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It still remains one of the biggest news happenings this year. And as I said, yes, it inspired me to create the Traction Alopecia Foundation for the simple reason it was such a lack of hair education. And I thought that we could benefit society-wise, collectively, with, you know, with discussion of this type of alopecia called traction. So particularly, it's the number one site for women of color type of alopecia. So all of that emanated out of this whole Will Smith big slap thing. So if there's anything good that's come out of it, we can now say that that did. So also, yeah, so still talking about the early part of the year, and this is something that we used to do quite often out there together, Siobhan, this year, and that is that go to the International Beauty Show in Manhattan. That's New York City. So, you know, right in New York. The IBF, it was the very first one that they've had since this whole pandemic business got underway. So I was so excited to return to the building and be amongst the most incredible folks ever. I love IBS. I've been at probably every show for like the last 10 years or so. And so we love them. And not just that, but they love us too. The event director of the entire IBS show in New York was on our show. And the wonderful lady who runs Farouk Hair Company was also at our show. So we had a chance to interview them at the Hair Radio Morning Show at the wonderful International Beauty Show, IBS New York. You guys know. IBS is also the, you know, just in case you don't know, IBS is one of the longest running, oldest trade shows for the hair and beauty folks out there, literally in the country. They also have a version that they do for Vegas, out in Las Vegas. So you have New York and you have the one in Vegas. So I'm excited, and it was great to be back. So is that not nice? Doesn't it say so much
Absolutely.
To be part of that?
And let me tell you, so many fond memories of the IBS show. You know, just even when I first started as a hairstylist, going with groups of friends, you know, all of us hairdressers, hairstylists, and just going over there, seeing new products, seeing new things, going into some of the classes and stuff, it's just outstanding. Warner Brothers as well, they put on a show, which is also amazing. Now, with that one, that was a nice trip. We'll travel down to Atlanta and just take like a, you know, just go and enjoy, you know. It's a great feeling. It's really a great feeling. I encourage anyone, if you're in the beauty industry, you need to definitely partake in these shows. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The trade shows, we were talking a little bit earlier about things changing in the hair industry. Well, this is how you stay abreast. You have an opportunity to meet and be a part of the industry right up at your, you know, it's right there, it's delivered right to your toes. So, yes, the folks like IBS, and as Siobhan here mentioned, you know, the incredible Bronner Brothers, which we just love them so much. They're all, you know, just doing major things out there, and we're real excited. Now, hold it. I've also got to say, you know, so they were guests, IBS, as you guys know. But I've got to turn to talk about this. Now, we served up a very special two-part real-life radio drama that celebrated the first anniversary of late Supreme singer Mary Wilson. You guys remember this. Now, this was much earlier. This was the early part of 2022. We were given a first-hand account. I don't know if you remember this, Siobhan Sia, but we were given a first-hand account of the last days of the incredible artist from the Motown era. We're talking, again, about Mary Wilson, and we were looking back. At that point, earlier this year, it was the first anniversary after we lost Mary. And how we came across this incredible story is that her last known assistant, was a guest on our show, and he shared his incredible story his incredible story with us, because he was the one who had discovered her after she had expired. So that story, I don't know if you caught any part of it, Siobhan, to see it.
Oh, I encourage all the listeners, if you haven't heard that story, seek out that episode and take a listen. It's very interesting. It's a very good show. Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys can Google it. That's a good point. If you Google Mary Wilson and Hair Radio Show, it should pop up, which is out there as a separate standalone podcast. And it'll pop up with all of that and her last known assistant and the whole interview. It just brings back to my mind, I think he was so intriguing that we did a special three-hour show. He was the only guest. The entire 3 hours. Never done it in the history of ever of Hair Radio. But he was so compelling and the story that he shared. So we devoted the entire 3 hour broadcast to he was the only person we talked to and the only thing we talked about. And so that will never that is something, a record that will stand the test of time here. And speaking of newsmakers, we also revisited Miracle Dr. Obey. You guys remember, he's also been called the Gorilla Glue Doctor for the simple reason he helped to alleviate, not help, but he did. He came up with a concoction and I should call it the formula, that really helped Gorilla Glue Girl, better known as her real self as Tessica Brown. And, you know, so we checked in with him. He was a guest. He came back to the Hair Radio Morning Show early this year to give us an update, and it was just two big thumbs up. You know, that whole episode, again, Siobhan DeSeer, any comment?
Yeah, that he, you know, just to see, he's outstanding what he was able to do to the young lady, because we do so much to our hair, and just him to reach back around and, you know, give us an update and stuff, very good stuff. You know, it's good to know that if, God forbid, we run into some sort of issue like that, we know exactly where to point them to.
Exactly. Well, I have to say, 2022 also saw us focus on original content, and that is including and creating and developing the popular hit broadcast. It's the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins. We talked a little bit about it at the top of the segment. Michael's show is really for everybody. I want to say that officially, Siobhan DeSeer, because most folks think, well, when you talk about veterans, as this show, again, is called the Vet Talk Radio Show, first of all, they may not realize that it's for everyone. You don't have to be a veteran. There's so much that we can do to help our veterans. Now, he brings awareness to the many challenges veterans face when filing for their compensation claims. So I'm so excited. We produced over 40 individual episodes and featured so many guests on this show. And it's a show within a show as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel. And it's now in its second season. And Nicole Marie, that's how we kind of stumbled across Nicole Marie. She was an original producer that was on his broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show, and we kind of stole her away, so to speak, in a friendly and nice way. She's an accomplished professional, a city board member in her own community, a wife, mother, and now radio program host. We're shouting her out this morning. She's even added, because we've added right here on the show, she does something called Girl Power Segments, which really helped to shine the light on so many incredible women who might otherwise be overlooked. And I can say we're going to have to add Siobhan DeSeer's name to that girl power list.
Oh, thank
of
you.
Incredible things out there, yes.
Wow.
So, so this year saw, it really did, really saw us bring together a great lineup of folks from all different walks of life. And we kind of melded everybody together in a great way. And we've added Dr. Paul Dyer, I want to say, out of the Maryland area to our current lineup. His energy, knowledge, and inimitable style really has connected with our listeners. So he's doing an incredible job, and we just so appreciate it. You can catch Dr. Dyer usually on with us on Thursdays and Fridays, Thursday and Friday morning in the last hour of the show. So really good stuff, and it's usually live. Awesome job. Now, that's not so much enough, Siobhan, to see you. I also begin producing a 24/7 around the clock online radio station for the Upscale magazine that we talked about a little while ago. And again, we featured so many Upscale interviewees on this broadcast, as well as on the network itself at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. But back to the magazine. Now, Upscale Magazine itself is a bimonthly publication that really has name recognition in the Black households. Great stories, and also have just amazing, beautiful designs, beautiful graphics and advertisements. I'm patting myself on the back right now, Siobhan, to see it. So
rightfully so.
Yeah. Thank you. So we always say, what's next? And we're happy to say that we at Hair Radio, just us alone, we'll be celebrating our 10th year of, and me of becoming a full-time entrepreneur. Let me just put that on out there. And also the 10th anniversary of my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is still selling on Amazon. And also the 10th anniversary of the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop, that one of my legends at that event was Miss Siobhan DeSia.
Yes.
So I've got to ask you about that, Siobhan. Do you remember any of that event that we did, a decade ago?
Oh, yeah, it was a great event. I remember, I want to say.
And this was in New York. I want to say it was in Brooklyn,
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, it was a great event. This was, there were a few others that were there. Let's, real outstanding hairstylists and barbers. There was Capelle, if my memory serves me correct. I know, well, Dr. Pernique James was there.
Yeah, we had a couple.
And there was a computer specialist that was there as well.
Yeah, right. We had quite a few folks.
And a few and others, so, yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah. Well, it was all about healthy hair and paying tribute to the legends in the industry and around the industry of hair and beauty. And it was held right here in Brooklyn, New York. And we really haven't done another version of that. And that's telling me that it's well overdue. And we're going to have to look at that. And speaking of making a return, Carapy, my very own namesake brand, Carapy, that's K-E-R-R as in Carrie, and A-P-Y as in hair therapy. So we are back with our Carapy shampoo, Carapy conditioners, and Carapy beard oil, and so many other Carapy products that have returned to the hair salons and barbershops all around the country.
Come up for your hair. Let's get it growing.
Ah, there you go. Well, we've expanded the scope to include affiliates, distributors, and still so much. The great scent that still is just incredible. And most important, it's still quite effective at combating hair loss and growing hair and stimulation of the scalp. So all those things that we talk about, go to Carapy.com, which is K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com, for more details on that. And so got to go on to, again, we talked a little bit about the folks who've made this show possible in recent times. And again, I want to thank our legacy sponsors like FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, and the new Divine Energy Candles.com. And as I said, so many from our advertising and promotions family, like Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. And we are talking to the proprietor, Siobhan DeSia. So just want to say thank you. And really got to thank all of our awesome hairstylists who have been on our show, and barbers and product manufacturers and entertainers and all of that good stuff who've joined us. And most importantly, we have to thank you. We wouldn't be here looking at almost 1,000 live three-hour episodes if it had not been for you being part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So We thank you for making this broadcast a great success. And Siobhan Dacia, any predictions you would like to make you think will come true in the next 12 months?
Yes, absolutely. Here, radio will be on air. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that is a prediction. And we are on.
And the sky will be blue.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep. Yes, those are great predictions. And I love that. We thank you so much for being part of this. So, Siobhan Dacia, I just want to say thank you. Any words that you want to leave us to, any shout-outs, anything today? You've been such a great guest co-host, as always, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Anything you want to leave us with today?
I just want to, you know, I guess give a big shout-out to the entire audience. You know, we're all in this together, you know. Just sending love and kindness. And that's pretty much it. And let's, you know, stay together and keep moving forward.
Before we let you go, now you do at Roots Rock Salon. Just remind everybody, if you don't mind, the address again. And talk just real briefly about the different types of services that you offer at Roots Rock Salon.
Yeah, absolutely. We focus in on hair cutting and natural hair care. But we also do some weaving and so forth to that nature as well. And it's located in West Orange, New Jersey. You can find us by logging on to hairradio.com, and you'll be able to find us there as well. Absolutely.
Oh, you were so kind. And folks, Siobhan, you have your own incredible site as well. And we want to make sure that folks go on and check you out. You do a lot to help and support Hair Radio, and it means a lot. Your site is www.rootsrocksalon.com. Did I hit that right?
Yes, thank you. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. rootsrocksalon.com. So I want to make sure that I say those, pronounce those S's in there. Okay, guys.
Yeah, and I welcome
again,
anyone. If they have any questions, even if, you know, you're like a do-it-yourself person who's just trying to do your own hair, you're really not looking to come into the shop. If you have any questions and you want to know anything, you need a little advice, I'm here for it, you know, absolutely.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, I just may be ringing the phone up myself. I'm raising my hand right here. So, listen, thank you, Siobhan Dacia. Again, all of you guys out there, we appreciate it. We really do. When it's time to look back each year at some of the things that really have inspired us and motivated us and will have us talking into the next year, we're talking right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and so are you. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York.
And I'm Siobhan Dacia.
All right.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl, age 8 I got a Jerry curl, 13 and I got a relaxer, I was a source of so much laughter, 15 when it all broke off, 18 and I went all natural, February 2002 I went on and did what I had to do, because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone, I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair, I am not this skin, I am not your ex, good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
hey, I am not my head.
I am not this skin.
I am not your expectation, no.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh, on national television, diamond eyes are sparkling, bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey,
hey, hey, hey, I am not my head.
I am not my head.
I am not this skin.
I am not your expectations, no.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's Thursday morning, December 15th of 2022. And happy Mitch Show, of course. Let me bring to the line my incredible colleague and just all-around superstar. You guys know her. She is the queen of the mornings here on the show and also your go-to for the girl power moment. Throughout our broadcast, the one and only Miss Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. Happy Mitch Show, Nicole Marie.
Happy Mitch Show. Happy Mitch Show. Happy Thursday.
Yes. Yes, happy Thursday to all of our incredible fans from every corner.
Oh, yeah.
Every corner of the world, literally. Yeah. You know, I posted just yesterday for the first time, which is like on our social media, which kind of tells you it's a map, literally, of our listeners.
Yes.
And
it is
folks
amazing.
Were surprised to see. Yeah. We, as we say, we have the receipts. And so we posted this around with the top countries all over the world who tune into our, just on that day. This was not all over the whole year. It changes
right.
every day. Different countries, different places in those countries. And the proof is in the pudding. You saw Canada was right under America.
Is.
And, of course, we have Hair Radio Canada and Samantha doing all the work for Hair Radio Canada.
Thank you, Samantha.
Yeah, she's going to be with us the beginning of 2023. So,
great.
Yes,
great.
We've got a lot to talk
it's
about.
It's amazing,
Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
We have a lot to get into. So I think I better kind of dash on in because we're going to be tight
today. All right,
today.
Let's go.
Exactly. Well, first off, I want to give a shout out to, thank you, Nicole Marie. I want to give a big shout out to Michael, of course, Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show. We're going to be, thanking everybody throughout the broadcast. The King of Claims, as Nicole Marie said, and you don't have to be a veteran to enjoy Michael's show.
Don't.
It's really comprehensive information and entertaining. So real good stuff. So he's Tuesdays at 8:30. He'll be with us coming up in the next half hour. So we can't wait to chat with him. But first,
awesome.
Nicole Marie. Whoa. First off, did you listen to the first segment this morning where we were kind of doing a big review? Got to talk to you about that. What did you think? We had a guest co-host that.
Yes, we did. Miss Yvonne from Root Rock Salon. Yes. Shout out to Miss Yvonne.
Yes, she did an awesome job.
I loved the review. There were so many interesting guests and so many interesting things that happened throughout this year. And I just enjoyed some of the highlights that you hit on during interview. I love that.
Thank you. Folks are always surprised that we, Nicole Marie, but a lot of the fans may not realize, or some do, because we do this every year. We do, we're always forward thinking. So we have a lot of material. We know what comes up and we have everything all set. And we know when to drop certain items and certain broadcasts and when to rebroadcast them. We've been at the game for
very
a while.
Very in tune with what's going on. Yes. Oh, we're always
we've learned
the
a
game,
lot.
Carrie.
Yes, we have definitely learned a lot. And so I loved it. I thought it was great. Sadly, we have to add another name to that memoriam section. We're all talking about this, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Of course, we're talking. And it's the death of Twitch, who was the DJ, famous handsome DJ from the Ellen DeGeneres show. That was in syndication. Yes, just wrapped up. So we're going to get into that in just a little bit, Nicole Marie. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that because that's tied to things that we've covered right here on the show throughout the year.
It is.
And dealing with folks. Sometimes you can see things and sometimes you cannot. But we're going to talk about how to kind of, some things to be on the lookout for, of course. We'll be kind of covering that as we move into 2023.
Oh, yes.
Which is
very
it's
important.
A lot to say 2023. Yeah, that's a whole nother ball game. But first, I want to say this. Yeah, also coming up, folks, we don't want you going anywhere. I have a big announcement. And we've got a lot on the way. Let me say, there's a morning
show.
Big announcements that we have not told anybody about. So that's coming up in a little bit. So you don't want to, kind of stay tuned here so you don't miss anything. If you're in the hair and beauty industry, or if you just got a pulse, you don't want to miss these announcements. And really, that's how I look at it. Speaking of coming up, also in the next hour, and the next hour right here. We're live. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thursday, December 15th, 2022, is about 7:20 in the morning, New York time.
Yes.
And coming up
live
in the next hour. Well, first of all, I think you're going to relate to this. You know, I was mentioning about the girl power moments and all of that. Nicole
yes.
Marie
yes.
from Water Valley.
Oh, yeah.
This is you. You're going to have your fill today between in the next hour, because we've got two incredibly powerful women who each have their own individual companies. Each are incredible entrepreneurs, and each have their own entire network, broadcast network.
Wow. So looking forward to it.
Me too. We're going to lead in on that with Tara Merchant, whom I've had a chance to meet with. One of the few folks I've had a chance to kind of run into in of late. And so she's going to be with us, thanks to Upscale, of course,
right.
You're here to all of that. And then Peggy Dotson, the legendary
yes.
Peggy D, returns to
yes,
our airwaves.
Peggy.
It's been a while. It's been a while since she's
yes.
been live here. So, you know, and Peggy goes in. So you guys, if you're not sitting down, I say that
she
you want to take the
seat. Yes,
Peggy goes
it.
In.
Love it.
She is the incredible CEO behind UVC TV Network. And we're going to talk to her about that. We're going to talk to her about, and she knows where the bodies are buried also. We both had an opportunity to interview a legend. He once ran for president. We're going to ask her just who that was. So we'll talk in just a little bit about that. We go back decades as well. So good
Wonderful.
Stuff on the way of the next hour. You
Looking
don't want
to
miss it.
It.
Yes. And I think we're going to open up the call-in line. So if you guys have something to say, call us at 516-453-9458. If you dial that, then just press 1. That'll be our indication that you've got something to say on the air. And we're
awesome.
Real happy about that. Yes. And got a couple
yes.
things
call
I want to just mention on a lighter
us.
Note. Yeah. Call us. Talk to us. If you got nobody, what do we say? If you don't have anybody to talk to, what do we say, Nicole Marie?
Talk to us. We are always
exactly.
here for you.
Exactly. And that
always.
Leads into our new tagline that we're unveiling today. We say the Hair Radio Morning Show, because we're talking. Okay,
we're
and I
talking.
Really mean we're talking. We're talking goes to a lot of things for me personally, because I came up with we're talking because it pays tribute to what flies in the face. When I first started talking about hair radio and morning, not even just morning show, we were just the regular hair radio show. We used to come on at nighttime in different markets, as you guys heard recently. But the thing that got me was I was first told, oh, black people, they don't listen to talk radio. That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
I was told
wow.
that 27 years ago. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Remember, I started my radio broadcast career on the West Coast out in California,
right.
out in Glendale,
California,
which is outside of L.A. Yeah, outside of Los Angeles. That's where Michael Jackson is buried, just so that you have some idea where Glendale is. And so I never forgot it. They told me, nobody wants to talk, and they certainly don't want to talk about hair on radio.
Wow. Weren't they wrong? They were so,
and
so wrong.
Step on back, buddy. So those were the
exactly.
things I heard. In fact, and this is the God's honest truth, I remember the New York Daily News, I told folks this, it was either the New York Daily News or it was the North Star Ledger, one of those papers. But I remember, I think it was the New York Daily News guy, because I remember his name was David. And he used to review, back in those days, they had a radio review section. And he reviewed my radio show. And he's like, hair is so esoteric. So how is this going to work? So in other words, and I didn't even know what the word esoteric meant. I had to look it up. I'm like, what does he mean, esoteric? But guess what? I was so happy just to be mentioned in the newspaper. I didn't care. He could have said I was trying to say him. I would have been. So, but that was my first time. Now, scan ahead. Remember, New York Daily News, the same newspaper that threw that word esoteric at me, ended up dispatching a reporter to do an article, and we have a huge issue,
wow.
The huge article in the magazine, I mean, in the newspaper that ran in the New York Daily
Tables
News.
Tables quickly turned.
Paper, which is the newspaper of the city. The same newspaper that talked about me decades earlier. So that's why you have to believe in yourself. You know, if you have something,
fight with the naysayers.
Something that was Nicole Marie. I knew I was an entrepreneur at heart, and
right.
I knew that this was going to be the future. That much I knew then. Back
you
in 1995,
when
I started.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
You definitely
so
have to believe
now,
in yourself. And what
you have to believe in yourself. So we're talking. We're talking. Do you like that tagline, folks?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it, Gary.
Awesome. Awesome. And so we're talking today also wanting to shout out a couple of folks that are, again, more folks just in recent times making their acquaintance. You'll be hearing their commercial and so much more soon. I want to shout out to folks. I just love chatting with them. You're going to love them. I promise you when you hear them on the airwaves. At the beginning of 2023. We're talking, of course, with Miss Adrian and Mr. Charlie. Big shout out to you guys this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be I'm going to talk through the radio just like Wendy Williams used to do on TV. I'll be reaching out to you guys a little later after today's show. So if you're tuned in, you'll hear that message. Guys,
wonderful.
Listen, I'm just, we're just happy to have everybody with us. And so much. Since we've got just two shows left, that's today's show and tomorrow's broadcast on Friday. Tomorrow,
right.
I don't know what to say about tomorrow. Tomorrow's just going to be rocking.
Amazing
from to
celebration.
End.
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing. It's all just amazing that we are at our 800th show already, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Well, it's shocking to me. It's shocking. And I have to say, 800 of anything is incredible.
Yes,
we're talking about 800 early mornings. You guys have been with me for 800. 800. And we've
right.
got the receipts.
Over 2,400 interviews. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Over. Well over that. It's really more so about 5,000. So,
right.
you
but
know,
that's just been since
just,
January the 5th of 2015.
Right, exactly. And look
right.
at that, Nicole Marie. We're celebrating not just the 800th show. We actually got about 10 celebrations going on at once. That's what sticking to it is.
We're celebrating all
we
the way around.
We're celebrating all the way around. I'm going to share what some of these celebrations are. Of course, it's our 800th broadcast tomorrow. And today and tomorrow, these are the last episodes, the last live episodes for the entire year.
Right.
Of the entire year, these are the last episodes. So that's really just incredible. So today and tomorrow, and we're live both of these shows, of course. Tomorrow we have special guests dropping in, so many great memories that we're going to talk about that you have not heard. And some folks will be back with us, and we're kind of happy. Speaking of which, like I said, Peggy D will be with us in the next half hour. We're gonna, in the next hour, I should say, and we're gonna ask her all about all this wonderful, good stuff. So really, really great things. But yes,
awesome.
On top of celebrating the 800th show, January 5th is our 8th year celebration of this 3-hour morning show. It literally is the 8th year of just the morning version. So within that 8 years, we've done 800 episodes. So that'll be as of tomorrow. So that's really fantastic. And then if that's not
amazing.
Upscale Magazine. You guys know that Upscale Magazine, I'm so excited about, we'll be celebrating. We're moving in. This wraps up their first year. And so you guys know I work with Upscale with our wonderful radio production that we do for them and producing their network and all. But what cracks me up is that I started out the year, we were taking meetings and working in production to get their 24-hour network going. And, so we got that going. And in the first magazine that they put out with me, you know, and then masthead. A masthead for a magazine is where they list all of the folks who work on the magazine.
Right.
You open up the cover and you see it there. So anyway, I want to say thank you to Upscale Magazine, period.
Yes.
Upscale.
Thank you, Upscale. Congratulations.
Well, yes. Well, first they had me as the radio host, and then the next issues all included my incredible graphics that folks have you know, talked so much about.
Yes.
So that's been incredible itself, and I just am so grateful for that. And I thank you so,
wonderful
so very
graphics.
Much.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're
love
kind.
It.
Okay, thank you. So I have yes, we're celebrating an entire year with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week programming over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, shouting out their entire family. We love them. We love the Brown and Brothers folks.
Yeah.
And Bernard, the man who heads up the radio network and magazine, helps with the magazine, all that stuff, and Brown and Brothers stuff, of course. But, yeah, I want to shout them out. The other thing, speaking of Upscale, they have an incredible issue that's out now that you want to get.
Yeah.
And they're in
there.
Yeah. And this is my fourth, I think, consecutive magazine I think I've been in of theirs. So lots of good things. And
yeah,
I'll be in the next one. We've got
some
work coming out.
Congratulations to you, Gary. Yes.
Thank you. Well, and that's been big. That's been big because we have a lot of folks who may not realize that we do a whole bunch of their programming. We do a lot of corporate radio networks and corporate stuff like that for people and create radio shows, and I work behind the scenes in production on top of everything.
Exactly.
There, so real good stuff.
One-stop shop. Whatever you need is right here.
One-stop shop. Yeah, so I wanted to kind of take a moment to just talk about this young man just for a quick moment. Twitch from the Ellen DeGeneres,
yes.
And then we're going to move on to some great, great talk mid-show with Blue and her amazing candles. I can't wait to get to that today as well. But Twitch, I've got to say, Nicole Marie, was it just not incredibly sad to find out that this man?
So sad.
Yeah, what do you want to say about
that? Well, at first, when I first heard the report, it just said that he had passed. But then a little bit later on in the morning, then there were reports that he had committed suicide. And that was just heartbreaking to me because you look at someone that you don't personally know them, but you see them and you see their success. And I just recently saw he and his wife just celebrated an anniversary. And you think, oh, my goodness, you know, what happened? What? But you never truly know what someone is going through. Someone can be, when you see them on, whether it's on TV or whatever the case may be, behind that smile, you never know what is going on.
Exactly.
You
and
never
they say
know
those
what's going on.
Smile the most are the ones in the greatest amount of pain. So
exactly.
You never know what, like you said, what folks
you
are going
know.
Through. So there's that old saying.
Just send out thoughts and prayers to his wife,
yes,
to his children, to his family,
yes,
close friends, just everyone that just, you know, knew him personally. Because that just has to be devastating. Just devastating.
It is. And thank you for that. We're going to continue to follow this and keep this conversation. You know, as I say, we're talking. We're going to keep the conversation going into 2023 with this topic because, like I said to everybody a little later in the, earlier in this year, I myself was confronted with this type of situation and where someone had told me that they had attempted this kind of an act and boy, oh boy. So that's a story. We're gonna get into that at the beginning of the year. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And you guys can reach out to me here at the office. I'll tell you all about it. But listen, in a different note, just want to take a moment to thank, you know, our Rugged Evolution folks, our, you know, Fix Your Feet.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All of our legacy broadcasters, our legacy advertisers, Divine Energy Candles. They've been, they're going to be with us for the entire year. And Divine Energy Candles, luxury candles. Again, their site is divineenergycandles.com. Speaking of which, I am so happy to bring to the line.
Talk about
Mid-Show Candle Talk and needing a candle moment. This is about the best I could say to
best
talk
time,
about.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff kind of made it on back. She's a little under the weather, but she is back stronger and bigger and better than ever. From Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville.
The one and only Blue. She's the queen of candles.
Blue,
good morning.
Good morning,
and
Blue.
Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole. How is everybody today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Well,
Blue.
We're good now.
My goodness.
Right? Nicole,
we're
ready.
We're good now. Blue, let me just say,
we bring
I am so happy
energy,
to hear your
all
voice
the good energy.
And that you are back. And so glad that you are
Nicole.
Feeling so much better.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
Missed
well,
you.
Well, listen.
We missed you. Welcome,
Blue.
Back. I missed you guys, too.
Oh,
that's
what we're talking about here. So I want to talk about Divine Energy Candles, luxury line of candles, especially during this holiday. And I was watching television yesterday, and I thought of Blue because put my hand up to God. There was a moment that somebody said, I don't know how to cook. So I'll just put on some candles to give the system. And immediately what came to mind was Divine Energy Candles. I really have to say,
we just talked about that on Monday.
We did.
Wow.
We talked about it on the radio show, and I said, wow. So this is a thing out there.
I told you. Yes.
You did. Well, Blue, I've got to tell you, today's your first time tuning in. Blue usually gives us the scent of the day each day about this time. She gives great candle talk. And today, I'm sure, is no exception. Blue, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate it. Well, you said it. Today is a day of talking about some foods that we can, if we're not going to make it, we're going to show enough light it. Okay. Today I'm coming to you guys with gingerbread. Gingerbread.
Ooh.
And just get ready for some fresh out of the kitchen gourmet goodness. Our gingerbread fragrance oil starts.
I love it.
Yes, our gingerbread fragrance oil. It starts off with a kick of ginger, blended with the nostalgic aromas of holiday spices. A heart of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove enhances the ginger, while a dash of almond adds a little something extra. We also have molasses and sugar-based notes envelop the array of spices with a deliciously delightful sweetness. Now, spark some holiday memories with gingerbread candles, if you will. Now we have top notes of ginger, our middle notes of cinnamon, almond, nutmeg, and clove. And our base note is molasses and sugar. So this will be great if you don't want to make any gingerbread. Just light a gingerbread candle and make some memories with anyone that you love for the holidays or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can smell that gingerbread right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now, I love this. So tell me about the notes again. Did you say molasses?
Yeah.
What's in that?
Molasses. Yeah, molasses.
Mm.
It's molasses. Yeah. The top note is ginger. The middle note is cinnamon, almond, nutmeg, and clove. And like I said, the bottom note, which is the base note, and sugar. So it gives you like a sweet smell. Mm-hmm.
Real
with all
sweet.
The spices. Mm-hmm. With all them spices, the ginger. You know, cinnamon and nutmeg. Cinnamon by itself, I have that candle as well. That fragrance is pretty, pretty awesome by itself, cinnamon. I love it. I got a lot of people that love that as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, all the scents that you mentioned
all
are awesome, though, together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put them together.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bing, down, bing, you get gingerbread.
Yeah.
And it smells
amazing.
I love it.
DivineEnergyCandles.com. DivineEnergyCandles, a luxury line of great candles.
Yes, and you have
candles. So many scents.
And wax milk.
So, folks, in addition to this incredible gingerbread scent and so many others, you have there on the website, again, DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you're going to stop yourself tomorrow, Blue. Tomorrow is our last episode
I'm coming
of
with
2022.
Okay. I know, and I'm coming with two good fragrances tomorrow.
Oh, man, you're gonna shut it down tomorrow.
Yes, I'm gonna hit him with a heat.
It's
gonna be some really good stuff tomorrow.
I'm loving this. Okay, Blue, we're gonna keep track and we can't wait to tune in and hear what you've got on tap for us, manana. Okay, so that's our 800th celebration, in case you've been under a rock. Tomorrow's our 800th show, the live episode of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And so it's going to be a big, big show, and we're really excited about it. We don't want you to miss it. Now, can we all agree on this? Okay, and Michael Hopkins, and we're going to bring him in on this conversation. So, Blue, we're gonna have you stay on. Nicole Marie, I want to get Hopkins in. The word of 2022, okay, you're never going to guess what this word is. I'm going to say it starts with the letter A and ends with the letter A. And Will Smith has something to do with it.
Alopecia.
I'm just like, what is it?
What is it, right? Michael Hopkins, the host of the Talk Radio Show out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, is joining us on the line. Hopkins, have you been listening, first of all? Have you been tuned in on the broadcast today?
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning. And yes, I have.
Morning.
And tuned in. Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, I'm afraid to know. What did you think? First of all, okay, let's go back to the gingerbread. Michael, was it just me or was your mouth watering as well? With Blue and the gingerbread
I was getting ready to head towards the kitchen. already there.
No, that's a good one, Michael. Yes, exactly. That Blue, I was telling you that the other day. That's the if there's a problem, we're going to say, is that when you come in the house, you're going to be literally going to that oven. And what are we going to do about
that's
that,
right.
Blue? You know what, Blue? You're going to have to also do cookies. You're going to have to partner with a cookie company.
Okay,
something like that.
I got that snickerdoodle, too, so you know.
What I was thinking of with that gingerbread, as Blue was going through all the different the top notes and all that, I could smell the gingerbread, but then I was thinking of cutting me a slice of gingerbread and putting me some a dab of Cool Whip on the top and enjoying that gingerbread.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. That's what
you know
came
how
to mind.
Eat. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, it's just making me hungry.
Yes. Well, Michael, we're going to be checking in with you on so much we have to talk about and kind of get on into as well. For your new incredible time with Vet Talk Radio. So we'll be talking about that very, very soon throughout the upcoming weeks as well. And we want to talk a little bit about our schedule. I just want to remind folks, because we got a lot to get into, I guess I better move along so we can make sure and get everything in. So, folks, this is it. Today is show number 799. We've been talking about this, right? So it's show number 799 today. Tomorrow's the big 800th show. Next week, now we're talking all next week and the week after. So for the next 2 weeks, we're off. There is no three-hour live broadcast that's new, no live show until New Year's Eve night. Then all of us reunite, the entire cast, everybody's getting together for a special countdown right here. So you dial the 516 number, 516-453-9458, starting at 10 in the evening, New Year's Eve night. And then we're going to count down into the new year. And we'll be on the air until 12:30 in the morning. That's a Saturday night. Can you imagine that, guys? We're going to be on Saturday night with the countdown.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like old Dick Clark
style.
Bringing in the new year. Yes. Do you ever remember watching those old Rockin' Eve countdowns on television with Dick Clark?
Oh, yeah. Shades of Dick Clark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was. Wasn't he from Philadelphia, Michael?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
American Bandstand.
Yes. Now,
yes.
Blue, did you count down those, did you ever watch those shows with your parents, you know, with your family when you were younger?
I did. I
you
definitely did.
Did.
Oh, absolutely.
I loved it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was a big
the
thing.
Funnest thing to do. Right in front of the Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Right
I'm loving
Christmas
it.
Tree. It's the funnest.
Well, listen,
and
don't forget.
And now they're in New York, right? Dropping the ball? Is that what comes on
and
now?
You took the words out of my mouth. Thank you, Blue. That's
okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Exactly correct. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, as you guys know, so we're going to be leading off the countdown. Well, that countdown's going to be midnight, of course, New York time,
mm-hmm.
East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what, Blue? Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, we're going to be doing a countdown 1 hour earlier. At if you're on the East Coast, it'll be about 11 o'clock, right? Because,
right.
And Nicole Marie, for you, it'll be 10 o'clock, okay? We're
right.
Counting down Atlantic time zone. So for our friends and partners up at Hair Radio Canada, we're going to be there on Atlantic time. So that's even an hour earlier than me. So just for example, it's 7:47 in the morning in New York time right now. In the Atlantic time, it's, what time is it? It's 8:47. It's 8:47. So it's, they're 1 hour ahead of me, ahead of East Coast time. So we're going to be counting them down at 11 o'clock, all of our Canadian folks
right.
at Hair Radio Canada. Yeah, the country of Canada will count them down on Atlantic. The folks who are on Atlantic time, Canada spans different time zones as well, so the east coast of Canada. So we're going to be counting down Nova Scotia at 11. And then 12 o'clock, of course, big ball drop, New York. Yeah, big ball drop. Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so listen. Thank you, everybody. I mean, we're just coming along. And the party doesn't end. It's starting right here today. Coming up in the next hour. First, we got the quiet, demure Miss Tara Merchant, who is the incredible proprietor of Yada TV Network, and she is the CEO, of course. And then coming up right on her heels at about 8:20 this morning, we have Peggy Dotson, the first live appearance on our show in a long, long time. I was trying to think back, when is the last time Peggy was with us live? I don't even remember.
It's been a while. I don't either.
So we're going to catch up with her.
It's
now, what's crazy is that we've been playing Peggy all around for years. So it's like she's never been gone. So we're going to really, we're going to talk to her and find out what she's been up to. What are her thoughts on so much things that are happening. You know, she has an incredible take on things, the way she talks about life and so much that's happening. So listen, guys, we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. Now, when we come back, okay, here's something, a little bit of a teaser for you. And Michael, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but you guys know Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Hudson and all these folks. Well, listen, guys, they've got these cute little nicknames. So Jennifer Lopez, we all call her, her fans call her J-Lo, right? Like Jello, but J-Lo, correct.
Right.
And that's stuck, and she's had it for about 20 years. And then you have Jennifer Hudson, now has J-Hud. Well, guess what? Kerry Hines has come up with his own little cutesy moniker name, and I'm going to have you guys to weigh in on it when we come back from this commercial break. We're
all
going
right.
to
I tell you, too
out.
Much excitement for me. I tell you.
So that's a little bit of a super teaser. So we're going to have
wow.
you guys to just stay here and stay with us. We've got so much to get in on the Hair Radio Morning Show today. So stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's a time to spread some joy, to reflect on the past year, this type of thing. For me, as far as like ultimate holiday of all time, I don't know. But I am a Christian, if I can say that on the air. And so it's one more extra time to pay attention to Christ. But I walk with him daily. So let the people have their fun. Let the kids have their, you know, whatevers. But Christmas is just an amazing time to set aside and just reflect and enjoy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Mary Reed Johnson.
Hey, this is Eugene Davis from Conversations with Hair. And I wanted to say that Christmas to me is about taking a pause, stepping back and spending time with friends and family and just reflecting on what Jesus did on the cross for us. It's not all about buying presents, but it's about appreciating what he actually did for us so that we could be free and we could live a life in peace and harmony. That's what Christmas means for me. So everyone have a Merry Christmas and just love on each other and love thy neighbor.
As a Christian, Christmas is very special for me as we celebrate, you know, the birth of the Savior. So it's definitely all about family and just enjoying renewance and the fact that we get the chance to actually enjoy each other and celebrate and just, you know, celebrate God's graces. This is it. This is Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you. To kids from 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Jack Deng. I am 27 years old and I've been modeling for 7 years now, 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garwich. I am 25 years old and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaf. I'm 21 years old and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing, my heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah. I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curly it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel, because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put like a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage, they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than most.
I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all, like, the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leomi, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent, but it's white, like, help me out here. So, yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage, and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this is the same, but this has more red in it, and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this, and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or a photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the type of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they're just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. You're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, yes, 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 yes. I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did. And he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives, and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hinds. Now, my very, very special guest comes to us via UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. It is the one and only, now, let me just say, she is a lady of enterprise and business and so much more, the one and only Miss Tara Merchant. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes. I'm doing great. It's nice to have you with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show and the magazine. Yes, radio. Awesome.
Likewise. Well, listen, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Tara, I want to jump right on in. First of all
right.
you're the CEO of just an amazing media company, YadaTV.com. So
yes.
YadaTV.com, Y-A-D-A-T-V YattaTV.com. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about YattaTV, Ms. Tara.
All right. Well, you know, first and foremost, I have to give honor to my creator, which is the center of my life. And
yes.
He's also the forefront of Yada. A lot of people don't know that the word Yada means I know. And he is all-knowing. And so, you know, this is something that I started out as a podcast for, it was called We Too Can Make It All Right. And,
wow.
You know,
you were in our neck
yeah.
of the woods doing podcasts. Okay.
Well, as I said, we too can make it all right. And I,
yeah.
you know, I feel like one day we can make yeah. this as a whole all right. But getting back to Yada TV, you know, on my journey of podcasting, I came in contact with a lot of individuals in the industry that were, you know, artists more so, and they were telling me about how they pretty much paved the way for us and how they had to endure a lot of things that we probably wouldn't otherwise even be capable because of our, you know, I guess patient level. But anyway,
right.
I'm listening to the stories of how they did in fact pave the way, how they had to come in back doors and how they just had to settle. And with that and so much more that's going on in society, I said, you know what? We need something where we can really have our say. Straight with no chaser. And see, that's the thing with Yada, because he knows everything. That's one thing you can't hide from him. And so that's why we're like, you know what? Let's just say what needs to be said, not what people want to hear, but what they need to hear. And as
wow.
stories are being told, tell your story, because nobody can tell it like you can anyway.
That's right. That's
you
right.
know, and we have a lot of stories that are being told, and they're not even knowing the culture behind the story or the individual or individuals, if you will. So that's basically what Yada is. Yada is a way to really come out with the communication barriers that we face as far as our news, current events, our stories, our documentaries. Let's just get some good stuff out here of substance.
Absolutely. Now tell us, how did Yada, though, come about, though? I don't know if I heard that part. How did it come about? What inspired you to pull Yada together?
What inspired me was the fact that I just got so tired of, I said, you know what, you go through a lot. As a
yeah.
woman, a minority,
oh, okay.
and
yeah, minority, yeah.
as a business, and you know, you just want to, you don't want to feel like you are, you don't want to feel like I need to be pushed into, you know, something. You want to be able to not just belong, but stand here on the backs of those that's before me. And as women here in society, we mean a lot. So what came about with Yada is I'm saying, okay, well, let's do this because we need this. We need, it's so much that is needed for us to be able to communicate, talk. We got a lot of things going on, mental health. It's so much. So this is what really prompted me to do what I do, that by which I believe is an assignment too, because anything that is of good and that is from the Creator, you have to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like how you put that. Listen, folks, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale Magazine Radio.com. It is my great honor to bring to the line, again, for the very first time on our airwaves, We're talking with the one and only Miss Tara Merchant, and she is the proprietor behind Yada TV Network. So I have to say, Tara, I want to find out about some of the programming, though. Are you able to share with us some of the programming intent or content, as it were?
Sure. We have some major, you know, blockbusters. We have our goal is to have more content. Right now, like I said, there's major blockbuster hits. There's some movies, like a lot of the older movies, otherwise that we are not able to see. We're going into possible linear channels because I find a lot of people like the old, you know, programming that we can no longer see. So that's something that I would like to see happen. So the thing is just innovating and constantly building within the community. That's what I would like to see happen for Yada TV. So even though we have subscribers that look for content of all genres, you know, but I feel it's more important if we will allow the community to build up Yada TV. So you're not just a subscriber, you become a family within Yada TV.
I'm loving it. Yes, absolutely. Now, what what is it about the idea of supporting community? I hear you have said community a few times since we started this interview today. So why is community so important?
It is important, Carrie, because there's not much of that going on. And I think it's because in some ways we don't know how to be. So if we will take the time as entrepreneurs and as, you know, organizations and really include the community, because just think about it. If it was not for the community, it wouldn't be us that are actual entrepreneurs out here because we sell a product. Whether it's, you know, TV, radio, whatever the case may be, it's important that we integrate the community within it and make them feel a part of it as well, because they are what keeps us going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Now, I have to say upscale. First of all, let me shout out to everybody at Upscale Magazine. Now, again, the website is upscalemagazine.com. They've been around for about 35 years. They're just an incredible part of the legacy of African America. And so, so I'm so excited to have you come through those doors. When you hear upscale, what goes through your mind?
Sieges. I hear meticulously professional. I hear always wanting to show the positive of our people and all people. I hear, I just hear elegance.
Yes.
And there's so much more
culture
behind it. Yes. But it's an absolutely awesome publication, and I'm honored to be a part of Upscale in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Well, I can tell you that. And well, let me tell you, Upscale Magazine Radio, I'm so excited about this. This is where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, items and stories that we talk about and, you know, that that emanate out of ideas from the magazine or to carry on some of those incredible posts from upscalemagazine.com into the radio, you know, segment, which is at upscalemagazineradio.com. So you can catch that morning, noon, or night, because it's a new world. Folks are, you know, you don't have to wait, you know, for next week or, you know, or make a date to listen. You can hear it at a convenient time for yourself. And there we play a lot of the wonderful hair radio shows, of course, but we also have wonderful interviews like yours today, Ms. Tara Merchant.
Ah,
So many others. Yes, yes, yes. So Yada TV is in the house. Yes.
Yes,
so
she's in the house knocking on the door.
You are in the house. I got it all. Okay. So first, so now hold it. Anybody that you want to kind of shout out who helped you along the way with, you know, your efforts at your incredible Yada TV?
Well, first and foremost, I have to give all praises and honor to my creator. And then I want to look at my queen mostly every day, and that's my mom. She has been, when I say to you, she has been a pillar of strength behind everything that I do. She is the one that keeps me going. And then I want to shout out my two children. They are a part of my heart vessel. And then just all the people like yourself, Mr. Carrie, that I meet in my travels, on my journey, the wonderful executives in upscale. I shout out Mr. Bonner and Ms. Harrell and people that are just pioneers in this, but you're not selfish with it. And when you're not selfish with it, where you don't mind passing the mantle, this is when you'll always be blessed. And that's what people have to understand.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So those are my shout-outs. And let me just shout-out my subscribers and the people that are listening. Shout-out to you, because guess what? For everyone that have been through, attest to your testimony is what I always say. So keep going. Keep striving. He ain't through with you yet.
Not at all. Now, before we let you go, Tara, you have got to tell folks how they can connect with you, whether it's through social media, some kind of way, you know, how can they get a hold of this network? What can we share today?
What you can share is I am on yadatv.com.
Awesome.
Also, we're seen on Onstage Plus, who is a affiliate of Yada TV. This is a network as well that's out of California. They are an awesome people. I love them. And you can see us on that as well, Roku, Amazon, Fire. We're there.
Awesome. And
so that
I
is
hope
how you can
connect.
And also on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Yada TV. So, you know, and we're on Facebook as well. So we're here. And, again, like I said, we're building, and it's all about the love, y'all.
And we feel it. Now, you are also, we're going to have folks, if you cannot find them through all those ways, then, of course, you can come to us at Hair Radio, because we have a wonderful online community that's our own hair and beauty industry social media, and we're going to have you to sign up and connect with all these folks. So, awesome job today. And again, we want to first, let me just again thank everybody. My team at the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, and certainly Upscale Magazine, radio.com, and Upscale Magazine. I'm Carrie Hines. So, Tara, thank you. Great job.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to have you back real soon, okay? That's important.
Anytime.
Yada TV Network, folks. I am so excited. And as we roll them out with all kinds of new programs, we're going to have you come back and kind of keep us abreast. Okay, Ms. Tara Murphy?
All right.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And look for Tara's wonderful advertisement as well. And one of the current issue, I should say, of Upscale Magazine. We'll be right back.
Right.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors. And it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammie Love and her book, Cammie's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammie's Spa Party.
What you hit this time? Gonna speak your mind. I know somebody's lying. It's always something. Her auntie told your cousin. Then all your homies jumping. And now the whole hood was in. He said, she said, don't let it get intense. Baby, don't say something that you will regret. I'm on your team. It's a suck and spin you see. Hey, ain't gon' stop. They just want what we
to a girl that still want a man. Tell me the truth, is that a man or Juana, man? I'm wondering why she ready to go like Wanda then. When we met, you was a V like Madonna, man. Now you in a fear running plays like Donovan. McNabb, before you get in the cab, I traded my cash just to take it back to last summer, man. You don't remember when you was my sweetest. You don't remember I call you Reese's Pieces. Cause it's no wrong way to do, you know what. She turned around, giggled, said you so nuts. But nowadays we acting way too grown up. Like how your ex-girl get that new number. The rumors was so numerous. For sticking by me, I had to give you two thumbs up. And that's why
the more they talk about it.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media
and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important, and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, December 15th of 2022. Yes, we're live. This morning's about 8:25 in the morning, New York time, as we broadcast out of Brooklyn, New York to the world, literally. That was the incredible Tara Merchant. Just giving her a shout-out this morning as well to her mom, whom I've had a chance to meet as well. Just awesome. Great interview. Let me bring to the line an incredible, I want to say, a contributor to our network. She's been with us many, 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 many times over the course of the almost 800 shows. And I tell you, I don't know how else to introduce Ms. Peggy Dotson, but other than just to say, please, 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 please give a great, send out all kinds of wonderful well wishes and great thoughts and all of that to the one and only Miss Peggy Dotson. Peggy D, my dear friend, we go back. We go way back. It's so
yes,
great to have you with us. Yes. Good morning to you. Good morning. I miss you, Peggy D. Yes, we'll
miss you so much.
Oh, my God, I've been so busy, though.
That's what our fans want to know. They want to know where you've been. And let me just let everybody know, Nicole Marie will be with us in just a bit. She's got her own questions ready to pow-pow. So we'll be getting her on in just a bit. And Michael Hopkins will join us a little later. So, you guys, I got to have my morning crew here. So, Peggy, but where have you been? We've missed it here.
I have been building UBC-TV and all the entities tied to it. And it's just a very hard business, as you know, but it takes time. I always tell people, crawl, walk, run. And planning and execution and staying focused and staying faithful, staying to your plan, but actually being flexible enough to incorporate new things as the industry expands and grows, because it's changing. My God, every week there's something new happening in this industry. So it's really absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peggy D, I've got to say, Peggy Dotson is our live guest on this morning. And you were kind of tuned in as well, so you were listening. When you hear a folks like Tara Merchant out there, and she's just getting her incredible Yada TV off the ground, what do you say to these folks who, and when I'm listening to Tara talk about the industry and almost the same things that Peggy, I've heard you say, and it's so inspiring. Mm-hmm. Because you guys are all out there, and I want to just shout out to the women, and I know Comer is going to talk about that impact. But what do you say when you hear someone like Tara?
To keep going, because we need more voices. We need more voices. There are, hundreds of networks out here, which now they're being bought out, and so there's not many voices that represent the diaspora, that represents our stories, as she was saying. And so no one can tell our stories like we can. But we've had other people tell our stories, and they've been edited, regurgitated, changed around, and co-opted, and all that kind of stuff. So, the thing right now is, I would suggest to keep at what you're doing. It will all unfold as you move forward and move up onward and upward. And famous Amos always said, start where you are. And he's one of the most mentors. You just have to keep going and just be open to be open to change and evolution, but always keep intact your integrity and your authenticity and what your mission and goal is for your project. It doesn't mean that you have to lose it, but you have to. It has to evolve because we never know what's in front of us until we get there.
Exactly. Now, I want to take a moment to talk about UBC-TV. We have to talk about UBC-TV Network. So for the folks who may have been under a rock for the last two or so, you know, all these years that you've been doing this, mm-hmm. a while, please take a mm-hmm. moment and tell everybody, what's UBC-TV?
Well, UBC-TV is a media technology broadcast company. We take technology and media, and we infuse that with culture. And we broadcast it on multiple platforms globally. And that's what UBC has evolved to, because I started out in the cable business. I started out in the cable industry, television, traditional television, which is my background. But I've always been a techie. You know, as you know, 2002, which is in the technology world a long time ago, I was one of the first of three African-American women that were on the cover of Black Enterprise, and we were the Black women in technology, weathering the storm. And so, because I knew back then that there was a need for what we're doing, and my mentors from Fox and George Frazier and from CBS said, go for it, because we need another voice. But my voice ended up being more digital versus cable. It would take you, Bob Johnson from BET said, well, Peggy, it's going to take you about $1 billion to do a cable network. And by that time, you have a cable network, you have to have venture capital, you would sell out, and you wouldn't really own anything. And I did not want that. I wanted to be involved in the development of the content, because I produce. I'm a producer, and so a lot of the original shows that we have, I have come up with it as a showrunner, but we have a myriad of other content creators on board now and companies in our next level of evolution of UBC-TV, which now is we're on SVOD and we're going to 24 hours. We're about to step out in January to be a 24-hour channel and a 24-hour live channel. So that's a major undertaking. Thank you. It's just a lot of hard work. It's unbelievably hard, but it's very rewarding. As you know, Carrie, you work 24/7. You and I just like twins. We work 24/7.
True. We have really. Oh my God. I mean, I go back so far.
You're working.
Yeah,
we go back to Jesse Jackson and all that, and we're still media journalists.
We do
go back before Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson was one of our main mentors in Al. But yeah, we go back way before that, and you know, when we just really we go way back when we just I was just starting to develop this.
We were in Harlem together.
I've known you for half of my life.
Oh, back at you. Peggy was doing TV. I was doing radio. We'd meet in the halls and talk, and we would literally just go on so much about what we were doing, our dreams, our hopes. I remember so well. Now move ahead a couple of decades later. I shouldn't put that out there like that. Now, when they did the big article on in the Daily News, and that day we had a chance to interview the man who ran for president, the one and only Reverend Jesse Jackson. But I don't know if you heard him say this, though, Peggy Dodson. when he mentioned someone mentioned about Hair Radio, he's like, "What is Hair Radio Show?" He had never heard who we were. Oh my God, I'll never forget that as long as I live. But
I know I was
going to say that anymore. But that was those were the days. You have been out there, like you said. You know, you've been beating the drum. What do you want people of color to know most? What do you want? It could be UBCTV, could be what is it that you want your message to be, Peggy? You know, I know what that message is, but what do you want to share with the fans out there today? What is that message for me?
Well, that we as a people must all come together. We have to stop being so divisive. We support brands that hate us, and I do. You know, I'm around all these brands and companies.
You need to repeat that, Peggy B. We support brands.
We support brands that hate us.
Wow.
We support brands that hate us, and they send their kids to college. They have their second and third homes on us because we support brands that hate us. When it comes
we love
to
you,
us,
Peggy. You Peggy does not mean
I cut
words.
It to the chase.
Let me tell you guys that if you have not learned
and believe
already,
me, this
Peggy,
is how I am because
in.
I get into the room. Listen, I was at I was in an industry function 2 days ago, and of 800 people in that room, I was the only African American woman there, and it was people from ABC Sports, NBC Sports, ESPN. It was the whole television industry, broadcast industry, and there were other handful of women there. And we all looked at each other and said, "Wow, hey, we can count how many of us here." And I said, "Well, I walked into the room and all the heads turned, and I walked into the room with just a black woman with mops and everything."
On that note, about the women there and all of that, I've got to bring in my colleague, my co-host. You've already met her, but anyway, it's Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. She sits on her community board down in Mississippi, and I have to say, if not, we're going to make the introduction now. Nicole Marie, meet Miss Peggy Dotson. Peggy Dotson, meet Miss Nicole.
Hello, Miss Peggy Dotson. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, dear?
I'm great. How are you?
Now, what do you want to tell Peggy?
Let me first just say, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we definitely promote girl power. I promote girl power just to inspire and encourage young girls, women, to just live their best life, be their true, authentic self, to dream big. And I just want to say that I thank you so much because you are definitely an example for young women, just women in general, just being an entrepreneur, a trailblazer. So first, I just want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome.
And
I've been charged by God to do it. Like
oh,
the sister
yes.
said, when
oh,
God
yes.
tells you to do something, you have to do it because if
that's
you don't,
it.
Then you're going to fail.
That's how I'm faith and do it.
I've already had that
yes.
conversation with God. I said, okay, let me walk with faith today. I'm doing it.
Yes, yes. So my first question for you would be, as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, what advice do you have? I know you've been in this business for years. What advice do you
mm-hmm.
have for either a young woman or a seasoned woman who is looking to enter the broadcast and media industry? You know, they may be looking to make a career change or just starting out
mm-hmm.
and wanting to step
mm-hmm.
into the broadcast and media industry.
Well, the first thing that you have to do is research. I'm a great researcher, and to find out as much as you can about the industry that you want to go into. And you know, who's doing what, who's not doing what, the different types of broadcast, you know, because you have broadcast, you have cable, you have streaming, all those things are merging. I think in a few years, everything's going to be all digital just because the ad dollars are moving over that way. The
right.
second thing is to find a mentor.
find someone who's in the industry who can mentor you, who can talk to you. I still have mentors. I have mentors. I have Roland McFarlane, who's retired now. He was the highest-ranking executive of Fox TV out in California.
Uh-huh.
He was my mentor. George Frazier, as you know, is my mentor. And I have other mentors who just in the industry. I have a couple Vic Clark's people. I just happen, when you begin to put the energy out there, you begin to meet people. Now, my background is in the music industry, so I already knew, because I'm a professional performer, I sing, so I already knew, already know people like Nona Hendrix and Patti LaBelle and Luther. So it's just being able to be around those people who are at the top of their game. I go around people who are at the top of their game and learn from them. When I was I used to go around. I met Luther before Luther was Luther, and Roberta. I used to go around and just talk to people. I said, "Could you give me some tips about how a career? Could you? What's your advice that I should do?" And they would say, and they would look at me and say, "Oh, okay, she wants to learn." Well, let me tell you, da 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 da, because a lot of people come to people and say, "Oh, well, da da da." You don't always assume that you know everything. There's always something to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn that beat around to people who have been in the industry longer than you, you turn them into your mentors, and you can always go to them for advice. And then just immerse yourself in organizations that are in the industry, in the broadcast industry, in the streaming industry. I belong to the CTA. I'm a part of the CES is coming up in Las Vegas. I'm a part of the Consumer Technology Association, which is Yahoo, Tubi, Pluto, all of those. I attend, because I'm also a journalist as well, but I attend all of those things. I'm part of the sports video group, which is ABC Sports, NBC Sports. You have to be invited to join these organizations, but once you are willing to take the time, invest the time in networking, like George Frazier said, your networking is your net worth, the people that you have in your black book and that in your green book, that's who you are. Because sometimes it's just about resources. It's not all about having money. It's about who you know. Where I am now, it's about relationships. I mean, I can do deals with people, companies, based upon relationships, and someone else will come in and it will cost them an arm and a leg because they don't know them. And just, because people know my company. But that's what I would suggest. That's what I just know your industry. Know who your competitors are. I have friends at BET. I have friends at TV1. I have friends at CBS. I have friends all over the spectrum. And colleagues, I would say colleagues, because now they're my friendly competitors. But we're still colleagues, attorney networks and all those. And some people now want to come work with me. I'm not, which is very interesting.
Amazing. Great. Thank you so much. And then also I will ask you, I can hear the passion in your voice for what you do. You've already spoke about, Carrie's work ethic and how both of you are the same. And I just want to ask, who or what inspires you to keep going? What sparked that passion for you?
To keep going.
To keep going?
Yes.
It's otherworldly. I have to say, what keeps me going, which is not, I don't get emotional, is the children. We have to make the world a better place for them. We have to show them. Because the medium of TV and streaming and mobile and everything is converging, music industry, we haven't done that well in creating positive images for adults, for our own people. And I just launched something. I just launched a channel called UBC TV Africa. And we have on the streaming channel we have now, we have a new show called This Week Africa. But it's we have to make a better way for them, and we have to make the world better for them. And they can't grow up in this crap that we're in now, and they have to know that they are kings and queens.
and where they come from so they can uphold
right.
their heads high. That keeps me going. My mother and my father keep me going. They're in heaven, but they were one of the first black power couples. They were both entrepreneurs. My mother was a gospel concert promoter. I grew up around Shirley Caesar and Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin, when I was a little girl, she was around. She's related, you know, my family on my mother's side is related to, you know, Aretha Franklin, and my cousin used to go around with her all the time. That's where I think I got my musical thing from. But just my mother, the Balloniers, the Five Blind Boys from Alabama, I grew up around music. And and my father was a master plumber back in the day, one of the few African American master plumbers in the USA.
Absolutely.
Self-made. So those are my role models, and just my goal is to fulfill my purpose here on this life, and I have my conversation with God to help make the world a better place, and to help people come together because we're so fractured. And I think more than ever right now, we need more voices in media, in radio, what you all are doing from our perspective, because we are the ones that are going to help save this world. It comes down to us.
Boy,
so
you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Great question, Nicole Marie.
Thank you.
Peggy Dotson, what do we say? I mean, you say it all, really. And you said it all.
I love it.
Yeah, just incredible. And I've got to say, talking about the programming, talking about all that you have done, you are legendary in your own right. So I just want to be able to say that this morning. Absolutely. And one of the top talkers of all time on our show. Oh, I don't know about that. Okay, I'll let you tell it.
Carrie, we all love you. We all just love you.
You are just the best.
You work harder than I do, and that's pretty hard to beat.
No, it certainly is. We get the job done, and that's what it's all about. Peggy Dotson of UBC TV. Now, Peggy, we're going to get Michael Hopkins. We always give him, like, the last big questioner to roll out. But before we get there, I want to just remind everybody, how can folks find and connect with you on the network?
Well, you can reach us at email-wise. You can go to info@ubctvnetwork.com if you want to reach us by email. We're also on social media. Facebook, UBC TV Networks with an S. You can reach us on Instagram, Facebook. So we have YouTube.
That's
we don't use
radio
YouTube too much, but we have. Yes. We're on Google TV, Roku. We're getting ready to. I have some major 24-hour announcements I'm getting ready to make, but. I have so much.
Ooh.
We got to have another show because I have so many things to tell you. Oh, my God. So the different shows that we have and the different platforms that we're doing. I'm very, very excited with where we're going right now.
That's info at
ubctvnetwork.com.
Awesome. Okay. We don't want to forget that. And, Peggy, we just want you, when you have time, to please sign up and become a free member over at HAIRadio.com. You can easily click on the members button, the members tab, and sign up. It's free. And you can connect. Our fans can then follow you and friend you and connect with you easily on a platform where they're just standing by waiting to make the acquaintance with you. So very, very much please, yes, take a moment to do that. I got to bring Michael on in. Michael Hopkins, the veteran man, the claims king. You have to meet Peggy Dotson. You've been listening, Michael. What do you want to say? I know you've been chomping at the bit to finally meet
Peggy Dotson.
So take it away, Michael.
Ms. Dotson, it's such an honor and a privilege to meet you here on the network. And I've listened to your interviews with Carrie Hines, And mm-hmm. I tell you, you are an inspiration. You really are. I mean, you inspire me. You inspire me to be the best that I can be at doing what I do with my the show that I do, the Vet Talk Radio Show here on the network. My question to you.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
It's say that again, ma'am.
Thank you for your service.
I didn't. Oh,
thank you for your service.
You are quite welcome. Oh, you are quite welcome. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been 21 years of love. Oh, yes. But you just tied into what my question was going to be about. There are so many African-American and people of color service members that have done so much for this country, but we don't get the recognition that we should get. Sure, there are a few of us that get recognition, but a lot of us don't get the recognition. There are so many of us that have just done heroism. We've gone beyond the call of duty. And it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. male, female, it doesn't matter. But we kind of get swept under the rug when it comes to the media. And that was mm-hmm. my question to you. Have you ever thought or maybe something that you may want to entertain, just opening up the eyes, and it was something beautiful that you said about the children, that a lot of them don't know about. There are so many other heroes other than rap artists mm-hmm. and basketball and sports. There are a lot of us out here that, you know, we're military people, and we've done so much for this country, and a lot of people don't know.
We're going to have to give Becky a chance to get in there and respond.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Becky,
I got carried away in the moment.
I love it. Yep, well, she was going to run out. So, Becky, go ahead. What do you say when you hear all of that wonderful, wonderful language that Michael just mentioned? Great stuff, Michael.
Well, you know, it's so interesting how I read his mind like years ago. No, we have, we're developing new shows internally. That's one of the reasons why I love about what I do, because I love developing shows and we shoot and edit in-house. I'm looking to partner right now with the Schomburg, but we are looking to do something pertaining to our history.
Yeah,
the Schomburg in Harlem. We're developing a show that covers our inventors, our black historians, and that will cover the people that are in our community that are doing things. And my father, I'm a military family. My father and my brother two tours in Iraq, and he's an officer. He's retired. He was in Fort Bragg and Texas. So I know about the contributions of the veterans. And I actually am looking to make a move to do something in that realm. Piggyback on it now, I didn't tell you, Carrie, I've started just rolling out a university. It's UBC University.
Wow.
And we
wow.
are certified.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we are our Department of Education certified. We have over 300 courses, and we have specific courses geared toward military veterans that will help them, take their careers to the next level. And we're also we're looking to add some other courses. Like Carrie, I would love for you, like you said, do a master class and then. Master classes. We need our own TED Talks. Things like that. And
yes. Well, Peggy, I just want to get in here and say you have done the amazing. Peggy Dotson of UBC TV, our special guest, live today on this Thursday, December 15th. You've just knocked it out of the ballpark in 2022. And so we couldn't think of a better way to close out our year. Today and tomorrow are our last live shows this year. And to have you to come in and to do, yes, this is it for us. So we had to bring in the heavy hitters. So had to call Peggy Dotson for that. So, Peggy, I just want to say thank you. And when Michael and Nicole Marie say that we've listened to you countless hours, we really have.
Yeah. quite true. But so enjoyable, though, Carrie. Very enjoyable.
Very informative. And I think my favorite line I'm going to take away is that we've been supporting brands who hate us. I'm going to take that line away with me today.
That's real deep.
So true.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow, guys, I just want to make sure everybody, they don't care. Now, listen, we care. Tomorrow is our 800th live broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be on from 6 to 9. You don't want to miss it. It is going to be explosive, so enjoyable. Now, I do want to announce that I've got some big news. We're going to make those big, big announcements on Friday's show, which is perfect in tandem with our big celebration. And here's some food for thought. Like I said earlier, I put out a big teaser that Jennifer Lopez is J-Lo and Jennifer Hudson is J-Hud. Well, guess who Carrie Hines is now? Here's one for you, Peggy.
K-Hod.
K from Carrie and Hi from Hines. K-Hines. How's that?
I'm the real P. Diddy.
We'll figure it out. Well, listen, on behalf of Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Blue, our great guest, we had Tara Merchant on from her TV network, and I want to say the irrepressible, one and only Peggy Dotson from here in New York City as well. Peggy, you're just doing it up, and we just support you. UBC TV is all
So everybody go to UBCTVnetwork.com and sign up too.
UBCTVnetwork.com.
You can reach us.
And we got to share that out there. UBCTV.com, folks. So the word of the last thing to leave you guys with. Remember we talked about this. The word of the year was alopecia, and that was thanks to Will Smith, who helped to put us on the map this year. And so we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. We got so much to get into. We need to have an after show, folks. We really do. We need an after show. Now, we have UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, which broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll find some of our recent broadcasts of the Hair Radio Show over there with new music and interviews. Again, that's www.UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. I'd like to say again, happy anniversary. We're celebrating 1 year of Upscale Magazine Radio. And, of course, the magazine's been around for 34, 35 years. So thank you so much, Upscale. And to all our fans from coast to coast, our amazing advertisers and sponsors, you have been a big part of our success.
We appreciate
you. We love you. And we're going to do some big, big things. I've got some big announcements tomorrow. You don't want to miss them. You will, believe me, you haven't heard these. So, Peggy Dotson, UBC TV, Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. We're going to get our new outro on with Ophelia, and I just want to say thank you so much, guys. This has been a great show. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 in the morning, New York time.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book, I show host, Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air.